by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we cannot rule out some rain showers. Otherwise, we'll have cloudy skies, temperatures at 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of patchy frost with a low near 34. For Thursday, it looks like we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 58. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 45.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjuster. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Top Republican legislators negotiating with Kansas Governor Sam Brownback over raising taxes as they consider proposals for a flat personal income tax. The Kansas governor met yesterday with GOP leaders. Talks came after a Senate committee approved a bill that would move the state to a single personal income tax rate of 4.6% while raising new revenue to fix budget problems. Ranchers in three states affected by wildfires have been given a temporary suspension of grazing restrictions. U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday authorized emergency grazing on Conservation Reserve Program lands in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. The agency says wildfires in Kansas burned about 630,000 acres, with estimated livestock losses of between 3 and 9,000 head of cattle. About $36 million worth of fencing was also destroyed. Mid-America Network News.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the annual Outdoor Power Sale at Ace, our biggest outdoor power sale of the season. Save big on mowers, blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and more from the best brands like Craftsman and Toro, all under one roof. And as always, the help is free. Hurry into your local Ace now for huge savings during our biggest outdoor power sale of the year. Offers valid on select products through April 17th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
A 22-year-old Kansas woman has been arrested after a search of her home uncovered several pounds of marijuana, which authorities determined was from Colorado. KTV reports Hoisington Police Captain Josh Nickerson said in a news release that at around 10:45 Monday morning, officers executed a search warrant at a home in Hoisington. The news release said several pounds of marijuana were located and seized, along with a substantial amount of cash and paraphernalia. The marijuana was determined to have been brought in from Colorado. The woman arrested and booked into the Barton County Jail. Her bond set at $100,000. What would you do with $275,000 worth of running gear? An Olathe man has admitted to stealing more than $275,000 in merchandise from a Kansas City area store. Federal prosecutors say 41-year-old Craig Sullivan pleaded guilty yesterday to wire fraud. He admitted that he stole the merchandise from Gary Gribble's Running Sports, which has five locations in the Kansas City region. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A Douglas County prosecutor says gunplay seems to have led to the death of a 20-year-old Western Iowa man in Omaha, and two men have been arrested. Police say 20-year-old Scott Evans of Council Bluffs was found dead early Sunday inside a home in North Omaha. Officials say an 18-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter, and a 19-year-old Council Bluffs man has been arrested on suspicion of being an accessory. Nebraska lawmakers have kicked off a debate over a bill that would prevent local government from passing gun restrictions that are stricter than state law. The bill would allow residents to sue cities and counties if they are adversely affected by a local gun ordinance. Supporters say it would eliminate a confusing patchwork of local gun ordinances, particularly in Omaha and Lincoln. Officials in both cities are in opposition of the bill. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Authorities were dispatched and broke up a burglary in progress in Washington County Monday at 1761 23rd Road. Two suspects fled the scene on foot into a pasture and were later found by a canine unit hiding at a neighboring farmstead. Dominic Oden and Tyleek Turner of Manhattan were arrested on pending charges of aggravated burglary and criminal damage to property. They're being held on $100,000 bond each at the Washington County Jail. A Barnston couple was arrested last week on sexual assault charges related to an incident March 3rd. Husband and wife Anthony and Kelsey Stautner, ages 28 and 22, allegedly lured a 15-year-old female victim with whom they were familiar with through their church and his place of employment to their residence, where they supplied and used alcohol. The residence turned up items described by the victim. Sexual assault and related charges are being filed against Anthony Stautner, whose bond is set at $50,000, and Kelsey Stautner faces charges of contributing to the delinquency of and procuring alcohol for a minor. She faces $5,000 bond. Bond was set at $500,000 for a Beatrice man, Russell L. Mann, age 55, charged with sexual assault of a child. The incidents happened to be a child, now age 20. Multiple charges have been filed in Gage County District Court. A break-in was drawn on the Kester Block in Marysville. Some $1,500 in liquor, four flat-screen televisions, and a cash register were reported taken. Anyone with information on the incident is asked to contact Marysville Police. Community recycling collection in Marysville in April will be moved from April 8th to April 15th, 10 to 11 a.m., to accommodate the Quality Beef Day this Saturday. Beef producers are encouraged to attend the annual Quality Beef Day with check-in at 8 a.m. at Hedstrom Hall, north of Hardee's on 20th Street. Youth and Adult Livestock Judging Contest begins at 9 with the beef show at 10, featuring bulls, market beef, showmanship, and females. No entry fee or pre-entry. Quality Beef Day details available through the Marshall County Extension Office with information online at the Extension website. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office has been unable to locate the owner of a horse found recently and will hold a drawing with the winner eligible to adopt the horse. The new owner will be responsible for $105 storage fees through April 12th and $5 daily after that for boarding charges. The drawing will be at noon April 12th. Anyone interested may leave your name at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. Betty Jeannie Savage Long, age 94, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Lynn. Mary Elizabeth Church Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday 4 until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Betty Long. Richard L. Hensel, age 70, of Barnston, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice. Private interment will be held at a later date. Rosary Thursday at 10:30. Family request casual dress for the service. Visitation on Wednesday, 10 until 9, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Richard Hensel. Dean Chapman, age 80, of rural Summerfield, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Summerfield Community Center. Interment in the Center Cemetery, rural Summerfield. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dean Chapman. Helen Helene Henderson, age 93, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church, Fairbury. Burial in the Rose Creek Cemetery at Reynolds. Family will receive friends Thursday 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Helen Henderson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, coleslaw, and berry bliss. Tomorrow, pulled pork on a bun, beans, cucumber and onions, strawberry, and bananas. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we still have the low pressure system making its way out of the central parts of the Midwest and heading into the east central parts of the Midwest and the southeastern parts of the United States. But it still looks like we could see a chance for some rain showers through the day and still continuing to see mostly cloudy skies. We'll see sunny skies and beginning to see warmer temperatures towards the end of the week and beautiful weather and warm temps for the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, cloudy, chance of rain, temperatures in the upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of patchy frost with a low near 34. Looks like for Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 58. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. As we enter Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 64, and Friday night, mostly clear. And that's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 93 in 1942. The average low 39, the record low was 16 in 1920. Sunset this evening 7:50, sunrise in the morning 6:59. We recorded about 0.05 of an inch of rain with a light rain overnight. It remains cloudy, 45 degrees, winds out of the north at 10 to 12 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 5th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Triple-double number 41. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. History for Russell Westbrook.
Rebound number 10 for Westbrook.
Oh, great defensive possession.
Will he get the assist? He will. Triple-double number 41 for Russell Westbrook.
On ESPN, Westbrook's 41st triple-double ties Oscar Robertson for the most in a single season, and the Thunder defeat the Bucks 110-79. The Cavs seem to be back on track.
Jefferson off the Korver. He'll fake a three, skip it off to Irving. Irving fakes a three, goes baseline off the Korver. He'll fire the three. He'll knock it down.
On WTAM, Cleveland defeats Orlando 122-102 for their third straight victory, and Golden State has won 12 in a row.
Shot clock at 10. Ball to West. pass, touch pass. Thompson leans it in on the catch, low left, and now he's got 41.
On 95.7 The Game, the Warriors defeat the Timberwolves 121-107. Staying on the court, the Spurs picked up an OT win.
Leonard on the left wing will drive to the baseline on Seldon. Spins on him. Right wing, Simmons. Right corner, Mills for three. Good day! Nice! 10 points for Patty Mills. A 6-point lead for the Spurs.
On WOAI, San Antonio defeated Memphis 95-89. They trail the Warriors by 3.5 games for the Western Conference lead. On the diamond, the defending champs picked up their first win.
Baez Bunce trying to score as Contreras. The shovel of the plate, the slide, he's safe. He is safe.
On WSCR, the Cubs edged the Cardinals 2-1. The Indians have won their first two games.
Swung on, ground ball, base hit into left center. That is going to score Jackson from second.
On WTAM, Cleveland bests Texas 4-3. In the NHL, the Bruins punch their ticket to the playoffs.
Here is McQuaid out top, looking in the high slot. A drive save made by Vasilevsky. Rebound, backhand score! Bruce Stafford on the follow-up!
On WBZ, Boston blank Tampa Bay 4-0. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Saddle up. There's a new burger in town at the Wagon Wheel. Mosey on in for the Southwest Vaquero. Grilled sourdough piled high with pepper jack cheese, corn salsa, guacamole, homemade Southwest ranch, tomato, lettuce, and onion. What are you waiting for? Get to the Wagon Wheel and rope yourself a Southwest Vaquero burger today.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest condition report on the Kansas wheat crop out late yesterday shows the Kansas wheat conditions 43% good to excellent, 37% fair, and 20% poor to very poor. Again, that a reminder, those are as of Sunday evening. Nationally, 51% of the winter wheat crop in good to excellent condition, 35% fair, the balance in the poor to very poor category. The American Farm Bureau Federation and National Grain and Feed Association calling on the Senate to confirm Sonny Perdue as Ag Secretary this week before a two-week recess that starts on Friday. In a joint statement, the two groups said we need him at USDA to begin addressing a backlog of policy issues that are awaiting his attention to begin the process of filling key positions within the department. Both groups noted that Perdue has bipartisan support of six former ag secretaries, as well as support of nearly 700 agriculture groups from across the country. If the Senate fails to schedule a vote this week, the confirmation vote may be delayed until the last week of April due to that two-week recess. But getting the vote on the schedule this week may be held up by the confirmation vote for Supreme Court Justice nominee Neil Gorsuch, which is subject to threats of position by the Senate Democrats. And a coalition of more than 30 ag groups pressing Congress to repeal the estate tax. A letter sent to House Ways and Means Committee asking that any tax reform package include permanent repeal of the estate tax, sometimes known as the death tax, the levy imposed on the net value less an exemption of an owner's asset transferred at death. For the 2016 year, the exemption for the estate tax, $5.45 million for an individual and $10.9 million for couples. Transferred estates valued at more than those figures are subject to a maximum tax rate of 40% on the amount of assets above those levels. With an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the USDA began its weekly crop progress reports this week. This is the first week the crop progress reports from the USDA run from April through November, the growing season. And this week was the first one. Gary Crawford helps us dissect some of the information.
For some producers, it really is planting time. USDA meteorologist Mark Brusberg gave us this first report on planting progress across the nation. And as we start this week,
cotton planting is still in the early stages at 4% complete. That's equal to the five-year average and just a little bit ahead of last year's 3%.
But only two states are reporting any cotton planting at all. That's Texas and Arizona. Meanwhile,
rice planting pretty close to the normal pace, 17% planted versus 14% on average and compared with last year's 15%.
That's nationally. Louisiana producers already have 63% of their rice planted, Texas 37%.
Rice emergence was 7% this week. That's compared with the five-year average of 4%. and last year 6%.
And finally, sorghum planting nationally about 15% complete, a bit ahead of normal. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Well, that same crop progress report also showed the winter wheat condition, which is a little sad in some parts of the country. In Kansas, winter wheat has some work to be done. The winter wheat crop is rated 20% poor or very poor. 37% of the crop is rated in fair condition. 40% is listed as in good shape, and 3% is in excellent condition, according to the USDA. In all 18 hard red winter wheat states, 45% of the crop is listed in good condition, and only 6% is listed as in excellent shape. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is, as we all know, agriculture. Did you hear about the Brazilian meat scandal?
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at whink.com.
Well, the people in Oklahoma have heard about it, and ranchers there could be benefiting from that scandal. More about that after this. Did you hear about the Brazilian meat scandal? Well, essentially, it's a bribery scandal. Meat inspectors, health inspectors were bribed to overlook expired meats and chemicals, and also that other products were being added to meat to improve appearance and smell. The result has been dramatic. On average, Brazil exported more than $60 million worth of meat each day. $60 million fell to $74,000 worth of meat. The government suspended exports from 21 companies, and plants in Brazil were involved in that scandal. Several of Brazil's customers stopped buying, banning Brazilian meat. The European Union, China, Japan, and Mexico, some of the others. Daryl Peter said the scandal has scared off China as well, which could have good implications on trade policy negotiations with the U.S. China remains the fastest-growing consumer market for beef after it reopened its market to Argentina and Brazil. Brazil was the winner at 1.85 million metric tons, compared with 1.1 million metric tons from the United States. In the span of 5 years, China has become the world's second-largest beef importer, and that demand is expected to increase another 15% in 2017. Brazil's loss could be good for Oklahoma ranchers. Lane Broadbent, president of KISS Futures in Oklahoma City, said the market is viewing the news favorably. People assume we're going to get more business out of the Brazil situation unless it is quickly alleviated. He says we're seeing this as nothing but good news for us because it means more demand for U.S. beef. He says you've got to remember, though, that we're the only game in town when it comes to corn-fed beef, the only country that does it on a large scale. He says once another country starts doing business with us and they taste the advantage of corn-fed livestock as opposed to grass-fed, he says they're going to stay around with us for a while. According to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, cattle and calves are worth about $3.3 billion in that state each year. The second and third most valuable ag commodities to the state's economy are swine and poultry at about $1 billion each, and winter wheat comes in fourth at about $300 million annually. Back after this.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 729 from KNDY, 45 with a cloudy overcast. We had just a little bit of rain overnight, very light showers, about 0.05 inch. Winds out of the north around 10 this morning. Middle 50s on tap on the high side today as a gradual warm-up through the end of the week commences.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. K-State's Bill Snyder doesn't spend as much time in the office these days, and it gnaws at him just as much as an overthrown pass, missed tackle, or blown blocking assignment. The longtime Kansas State coach with the infamous work ethic has been limited the past few weeks by treatments for throat cancer, or more specifically, the side effects from the treatment. The diagnosis came shortly before the Wildcats bowl game, and the chemotherapy regimen began earlier this year. Snyder recently went through the final round of treatment. Still, it hasn't kept the 77-year-old away from the Wildcats as they begin preparing for the season. He's been on the field the first four spring practices, meticulously dissecting each of them, just as he has been for nearly three decades. And a quick baseball note, it was the Chicago Cubs in a 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience.
The Los Angeles Dodgers can...